There's a few comments here in the Ralbag and Parshas Vayetze that are very, very simple ideas. The first one, where Yaakov Avinu, you know, Lavan, he made this deal with Lavan, and he's very concerned that he's going to be, be deceived. So he Vayikach Yaakov, he takes this makel and he does certain tricks that he does there to make sure that which was legitimately the type and the signs of the animal that are legitimately supposed to be his, to enhance that process to make sure that he gets his due share. So he says it's a toeles here, but midasu sheyira odom sheyasasik im ish achel lashik loy chukoy. When you're dealing with a ganef, again, a guy who wants to deprive you of that which is coming to you, that's lovan. He says you should do everything you can to make sure that you get your due, except to do an avla, to do something that's inappropriate, to do something that's dishonest, to do something that's cheating, to do something that's not fair. Yaakov realized that Lavan wanted to send him away with nothing, which was coming to him so much after everything had worked for him. Hishtadl bezulas ovel. He tried without no avla. Sheagia lo chukoy milovon kamash kamosha osa meyamaklos. And that's bemashim osa meyamaklos. He made the maklos in order to get the results that he needed. Venezo bezeh hapoel mehashem yisala. Of course, a miracle happened. Hashem made it all work. Bezelo hoyolo bezeh avla. There was no avla. Why? Fishalovin hiskim sheyu leYaakov analodu b'tzoyin ketorahu. Lovin was maskim they should get this look that belongs to him. V'loy hisne shelo yisoviv Yaakov sheyu analodu b'torahu. There was no condition that Lovin made that I'm making a condition. These you get, but don't you dare do anything to influence the natural development of these animals, of this flock, that they should become the kind that you're supposed to get. Leave it up to the natural occurrence. So it seems very interesting and very poshut, but Lemaisa, here's a man who's been cheating him since the first time he met him. From the first wedding he cheated him. He's supposed to give him Rochel, he gave him Leah. And you know, Lavan is a Ramai, and this is what he is. And here he sends that he's going to get rid of him. He says, Yaakov understood Lavan. He wanted to send him out with nothing, empty-handed, after everything he had worked for him for so many years. So what? He says, and Lemaisa, he was allowed to do this to influence the results. There wasn't an avil in that. Why? Because he didn't say you couldn't do anything. In other words, had Lavan made a condition that you can't do anything to influence these acts. So the Ralbag is telling us that what Yaakov would have done was, I can't do anything, I can't change it, and I'm going to let Lavan cheat me out of everything. There's nothing I could do because he made a condition that I can't do anything to influence it. Which is very poshut, really. It should be poshut to us. But we see that despite you're dealing with someone who's going to take away everything that he owes you that's coming to you, but no, if I had agreed to such a condition, if there was such a condition that, I didn't even know agreed, I guess there was a tacit agreement, but he made such a condition that I can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about it. So number one, it's poshut that person cannot do an avla, even bemoking that somebody else is going to ba'avel him. Someone is mamish cheating, stealing from him everything. But I think that it's also quite obvious that all of this is based on the fact, and that's what all midas are based on the fact, that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in the world, that I don't have to worry about such things. He's going to do me an avla. Hashem runs the world. Lavan is he's a stick. He's a stick in the hand of the stick can't do anything. He can't do anything. It's all Min HaShemayim. So once I realize that, it gives me the strength to realize that despite the fact that this man is out to steal everything that he owes me, but had it even just been a Tanai, not that I'm stealing, the Tanai was, please don't do anything to bring it about. The easiest part to rationalize, I'm not taking from him, I just did a little something. No, but I violated a condition. we made a deal, or he instituted that condition and I sort of accepted it. So that's enough, I can't do it. That requires a person to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it requires a very high level of integrity. The next Rabbah goes even further. He says, Hu sharoi l'odom sheyishchakim b'ma'asoiv matonei im'abriyos, b'tzad shlo yitochen sheyoinu oiso. A person should be so smart and cunning in his business with people in a way that nobody should cheat him. There shouldn't be any, or no, there shouldn't be any cheating him. Aloi tireh. Yaakov, the Baal HaShleimus, the Sholem, Yaakov Avinu, the Ish Tov Yoshev Eholim, Bipnei Shekiven Sheti Yeloi Rochel Leisho. His kavana was he wanted to marry Rochel. Loi Leo, not Leo. That was his intent. His Chakim Lahasnes Im Lovon Tnai Mevur. He was smart enough. He used his wisdom. He wasn't Tomim in a sense of innocence. He was savvy. He understood. I got to go with this Ramai, have to make it very clear. Ubir ho'inyin, ba'oifen shalo yishoye boi sofik. Doesn't allow for any sofik. V'zehu, omr b'rochel. What did he say? B'rochel, bitcho haktana. I want Rochel, your daughter, the younger one. V'ula yishane shem agedoylev yikroel Rochel. Maybe he's going to change Leah's name to Rochel. So that wasn't enough just to say Rochel. V'lezeh omar loy haktano. The smallest one, the youngest one. Maybe he'll bring someone else that's name is Rochel. Omar Bitcho has to be your daughter. Because he was margish that Lovan is this Rami. His chakim lahasnis ima beifense. He made it Rochel Bitcho haktano to make sure that there's no way, no trick, no conniving that Lovan could do in order to cheat him out of the Rochel that he wanted to keep. Rosh, Oye, B'dayt, L'Ramoy. So he saw that his das was to deceive him. And all this didn't help him, actually, but he made every effort. But what's interesting is, he learns from him, Sheroi L'Odom Sheyishchakim B'masov Matonu Im Habriyos B'tzad Shelo Yitochen Sheyoinu. He doesn't say we're talking to Ramoyim. He says, we learn a halacha in midos. The halacha in midos is, when you're dealing with people, don't make sure that you're smart enough to make sure that there's no room for oinoa. And he proves it from Yaakov's dealing with Lovan. What's the proof? When you deal with a Ramai, you got to say, Baruch Hu Bitchaktano. But when you deal with an Erlich, a person, who says that you have to go so far? You have to spell it out. You have to berochel bitchatani. You have to make sure that there's no room. That there's no room for amos. What's the raya? What's the proof? I think lechayroi. What you have to say is that the pshat is like this: that not only can you not do an avla when you're dealing with somebody else, even if he's a rami, even if he's going to ba'avl you, but if it wouldn't be the Ralbag understood that if it wouldn't be an appropriate thing to say Baruchel Bitchatano when you're dealing with an honest person, then you couldn't do it with a Ramai. Even with a Ramai. You're a Ramai. But I can't, how can I insult you like that? Rochel Bitchatano, I'm choshed you. And I make it, I mean, obviously you said Rochel, this is the daughter. So you have to go, obviously you suspect me. That suspicion is only legitimate in dealing with a Ramai, or that insult of showing that he suspects him for hurting him, for cheating him, is only legitimate in dealing with a Ramai when there's such a din with everybody. Person has to always be careful. It's a halacha. It's a halacha in midas. Always, when you're dealing with someone else, avoid all types of opportunities for a person to be tempted or to be capable of cheating or to be capable of table of depriving you of something that you do. And only because the Ralbag sees it, he says that you must act that way with everybody, and it's only because you must act way that everyone that Lovan that Yaakov did such a thing. But the fact that Yaakov went Baruch Bitchaktano to Lovan, it must be that that's an appropriate thing to deal with everybody. That's just a proper hanhoga. Person has to make a contract in a way that nobody can make any mistakes and nobody will be cheating and nobody will be tempted to cheat. That's part of our integrity, to make sure that everything goes kishura. If not for that, then even in dealing with the Ramai Lovan, Yaakov would not only not have been able to ba'avel him and to do something to take from him, but even to treat him in a way like, hey, Rama, you know, Barocho Bitchak Tano, I have to be... No. That's also too much. That was only justified by the fact that that's a normal thing for everybody to do. So that's also like the level of respect, the level of care that we have to have, even in dealing with a person who we know this person is set to hurt us, is also very, very limited. And it's only limited by the fact that this is a normal procedure, therefore I'm allowed. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be allowed to do it to such a rabbi, which really goes to say how much we have to be careful in dealing with no matter who the person is. And of course, it goes to say that ultimately, how do we do such a thing? How do I let him take advantage of me? How do I let, because of this slight ben olma chaveroi, I'm allowed that the possibility he's going to steal from me? Terah says, nobody can take anything from you. The Rabbeinu Shalom controls the world, and when we know that Hashem is in control of everything, that all of these midos become within the realm of something that we can internalize in order to be able to conduct ourselves on the highest level of propriety and integrity. And let's, we'll leave the